Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please open your Bibles. We're going to begin today the ministry of this meeting with the Book of Ruth. As we have gone already through much of the Book of Ruth, we are drawing near to the last portion of the Book of Ruth. We are in Ruth chapter 4, and I'm going to read the first 12 verses of this chapter. Please follow me in the reading of the passage. I begin with verse 1. Then went Boaz up to the gate and set him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hands of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabite, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Kilion and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Peretz, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. And I'm going to stop with the reading here. The passage that I read today leads us to the time and to the manner whereby Boaz ultimately redeemed Ruth, the Moabitish woman. Very interesting the way things have been in the history of our nation, Israel. I want to remind you that Boaz made a promise to Ruth. You remember that Naomi suggested to Ruth to go to the threshing floor where Boaz was threshing what he had been gleaning. And she said to her, you go when he's going to go to sleep very late at night after everyone has gone away. You lay down yourself by the feet of Boaz and then he will tell you what you have to do. So Ruth the Moabitish woman went to the threshing floor. She had laid by the feet of Boaz an expression of dependence, of need, and she uncovered his feet and she remained there laying down. At midnight, Boaz is rising up and he was shocked and he was amazed. All of a sudden, he sees a woman laying at his feet. And this woman expressed her need by laying at his feet. And he discovered, and he asked, who are you? And she said, I am Ruth, your handmaid. I'm your servant. And she beseeched from Boaz that he will redeem her. She said to him in verse 9, thou art a near kinsman. You are the one that is able to redeem me. My husband had died, Mahlon. My mother-in-law is a poor woman as well, returning from the land of Moab. We are in a great need, Boaz. You are a relative. You are a kinsman. You are a goel. Redeem us, please. And he gave her a promise. And Boaz said to her, my daughter, now he says, fear not, I will do, this is chapter 3 and verse 11, to thee the part that you have required for all the city of my people know that thou art a virtuous woman. Eshet Chayil in Hebrew. Indeed, she was a virtuous woman, a woman that we read of in Proverbs chapter 31. And there is a list that King Solomon have given to us of the kind of a godly woman that is called a virtuous woman. But he made a promise. He said, I'm going to seek to do for you that which you require, to become your goel, to redeem you, ligol otach, to purchase you for myself. But, he said to her, there is a little problem. There is a kinsman that is nearer than I. This is chapter 3 and verse 12. So Boaz wanted now to redeem Ruth, but he had a problem. And the problem was that there is someone else that was a closer relative to Naomi's family, and he has the first right of redemption. And apparently, beloved brothers and sisters, she was a woman that was an example, even for our people Israel, a virtuous woman. Eshet Chayil, she was a unique, godly woman. In fact, in chapter 3, all the city of my people know that you are a virtuous woman. What an example. She became in the city of Bethlehem. Everybody mentioned this woman, Ruth. What do you know, this Ruth, the Moabitish woman? She came from Moab. She left all her family. She left her gods. And she embraced the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She embraced the people of Naomi. And she have accepted the true and living God. She became that well-known virtuous woman, Eshet Chayil. Well, now in chapter 4, we have the faithfulness of Boaz seeking to redeem Ruth, to act as the kinsman redeemer, as the goel. So you notice, first of all, in the first 6 verses of Ruth chapter 4, that we have Boaz appeal to the nearer kinsman. First, he is seeking to go to this man that was a nearer kinsman, a nearer relative, to see what this man is going to do. Notice verse 1, the first thing Boaz does, he went up to the gate and he set himself down. Now, why did he go to the gate? In Hebrew, we call it shar, the gate. Why? Because at the gate, people would come in and people would go out. This is the gate of the city of Bethlehem. At the gate, the elders will sit. At the gate, the court sessions will go. At the gate, there will be transactions and movement of all sort of things. Dealings and arrangements will be at the gate. In fact, it's very similar to what we do today in many cities. We don't do it at the gate of the city, but you remember throughout history, you know, you build the city. In the center of the city, you have what you call the city hall. And everything around the city hall is moving about. You have anything to register something, you come to the city hall. A baby is being born, you come to the city hall. Whatever that is happening, if you purchase a house, you come to the city hall. It is at the city hall where all the arrangements and registrations are done. Well, in the history, not only of our people Israel, but in biblical time, the place where the elders sit will be at the gate of the city. And there the elders will sit, there will be various arrangements and contracts at the city gate. Now, I want you to turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 25. You will notice that he's doing it exactly in accordance with the commandments of the God of Israel already to our people, of all the people of Israel, before they enter into the land of Israel, into the land of Canaan. In chapter 25 and verse 7, it says, if a man like not to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate unto the elders of the city. It's not something that's starting at the time when Boaz went to the gate of the city of Bethlehem, but God gave these instructions to our people of old Israel even before they have entered into the land. He told them, you deal, make the arrangement at the gate. Why? Notice, the elders of the city will sit there and they will give the judgment upon every situation. I want to show you that when it's come to our people Israel, even if you just turn back to Genesis chapter 19, you know the sad story about Lot. When Lot left Abraham, his uncle, and he was looking towards the city of Sodom, it was rather sad to see that Lot now have gone to the city of Sodom, and by the time we arrive to chapter 19, Lot was already sitting at the gate of the city of Sodom, where this sad moral condition have existed in this city of Sodom. Notice it says in chapter 19 of the book of Genesis and verse 1, it says, there came two angels to Sodom, to Sodom in Hebrew, and at even, and Lot sat at the gate of Sodom. You can see that Lot, who was a believer, a child of God, have departed from the way of the Lord, and now he is sitting as the elder in the city of Sodom. Here you can see that the meeting place and the arrangement was done in the city of Sodom. You can see it in other passages, like Abraham, he went to purchase the gravesite for his wife Sarah in Genesis 23 and verse 10. He went to the gate to deal with the arrangement for the purchasing of the burial place for his wife Sarah. In fact, in Lamentation, in chapter 5 and verse 14, when our people Israel were taken to Babylon, we have a sad commentary. Jeremiah said, when the elders will no longer sit at the gate. Why? Because Jerusalem was burnt and Babylon took the Jewish people to the land of Babylon, and there was no longer the elders of Israel sitting at the gate, Bashar, where the leaders would lead the nation and the city. Well, just to mention this, this is exactly what Boaz does. He goes to the gate of the city of Bethlehem, and there he's sitting there and he's waiting now until the kinsmen will come, because he wanted to ask him about this person by the name of Ruth. Now notice it says also in Ruth chapter 4 and verse 1 that after he sat there, and behold, what does he see all of a sudden? Who passes by? The kinsman, verse 4b. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake, he spake about him to Ruth earlier in chapter 3, he came by, he was passing by. Why? Because you got to go to the city, you got to come out of the city. You got to go make an arrangement in the city, you're coming out of the city to your field and so on. And he was the nearer kinsman to Ruth the Moabite. And so we read here that he calls him. Notice what he calls him. Ho, such a one. In Hebrew, it says Ploni Almoni. The name really means the anonymous one, the unknown one. That's what he was saying to him. Ho, such a one. He says, come here, he said to him. Turn aside and sit down here. And he turned aside and he sat down there. Now, do you think Boaz did not know his name? Well, of course he knew his name. He was a family. He was a relative of Naomi. He was perhaps the brother of Elimelech, the husband of Naomi who died, the father-in-law of Ruth, the Moabitish woman. He knew very well. But the Holy Spirit of God gave us, for some reason, this expression. Oh, such a one. Ploni Almoni. Unknown person. This word Ploni Almoni only mentioned two other times in the whole Hebrew scriptures. It's mentioned here in 1 Samuel 21 verse 2 and 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 8. Only three times in the entire scripture, this word Ploni Almoni, or such a one, is mentioned in the Hebrew scripture. It is a person who might be unknown to everybody else. Boaz, of course, knew him, but the Holy Spirit of God gives us this expression. He is unknown, and yet he is one that Boaz is approaching as the nearer kinsman redeemer. So verse 1, Boaz meet the nearer kinsman at the city gate. Secondly, in verse 2 now, I want you to notice that Boaz now calls the 10 elders. It says in verse 2, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city of Bethlehem, and he said, sit ye down here, and they sat down. You notice he arranging almost, you might say, a court session. In Jewish rabbinical teaching, one of the way whereby our Jewish people look into the Hebrew word minyan, to have 10 men to start a synagogue, come right from here. In order to have a synagogue today in any city in the world, you have to have 10 men older than 13 years of age to start what you call a synagogue, Beit Knesset. Well, one of the places in biblical history from which it had been taken is right from here. 10 elders that Boaz took, and those elders, in Hebrew, zkenim, they will come and they will listen in on the conversation between Boaz and the nearer kinsman redeemer, Hagoel HaKarov. So Boaz is setting up the stage. He's longing to redeem Ruth. And to remind you, beloved brothers and sisters, that Boaz is a type and a picture of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Even his name means in him there is strength. It's really representing to us the person of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And here he is now setting the stage so he will appeal to the kinsman who was nearer than him. Well, look at the thought here, beloved brothers and sisters. In verses 3 and 4, Boaz share with this nearer kinsman all the doings of Naomi. And he began in verse 3, and he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, she selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother's Elimelech. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it, before the inhabitants and before the elders of the people. Here he's approaching him and he's informing him about Naomi. Now I am confident, and you and I can be as well, that this man already knew very well who Naomi is, that she was in the land of Moab for 10 years with her husband Elimelech. They probably knew all the events that occurred there, that Elimelech died, and that the two sons, Mahlon and Kilion, married two Moabitish women, and then that the two sons, Mahlon and Kilion, also died in the land of Moab. He knows all the story. He probably also knows very well that Ruth and Orpah began their journey to come back to the land of Bethlehem with their mother, but Orpah decided to go back to Moab, to their family, to her gods, but Ruth made a decision to come to the land of Israel. He probably knew all this, but he hadn't done anything about it. And now Boaz was approached by Ruth to redeem her, and Boaz made a decision to go and to do something about it. And as we have seen, it must have been that Boaz fell in love with this Moabitish woman. He must have fallen in love with her, and he says, I'm going to do whatever I can in order to help you and to redeem you. And you know, when we look at Ruth, it reminds us of ourselves. We who were strangers, we were the one who had no hope. We were the one who had no future. We were the one who are sinners by nature and no ground to stand upon before the living God. We were the one who were far away from God. As the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Men love darkness rather than light. While we were yet poor, while we were yet without strength, while we were yet enemies, God have done something in order to redeem us to himself. Really, we can see ourselves here in this love story of this man by the name of Boaz, who is type of Yeshua the Messiah. So he is approaching this nearer kinsman, and he's telling him all these things before everybody else, so everybody will understand what Boaz is appealing to. He says, Naomi sold the parcel of land. It belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I want to inform you, and I would challenge you to buy it. Naomi has a need. Naomi became poor. Remember, she left the land of Canaan, the city of Bethlehem, because there was a famine in the land. Her land had no more value, and no crop had been sown. There was no crop that had rose up in the time of reaping and so on. So she was in a poor condition. She sold this land that belonged to Elimelech, and I want you, and I'm challenging you, buy the land before the inhabitants and before the elders of the people. And I want you to notice that at this point of time, he doesn't mention Ruth at all. He only mentioned the land. Notice what he tells him in verse 4. He challenged him, the kinsman, to redeem it. If you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it before thee, and I am after thee. So he's challenging this kinsman, this Goel, this relative of Naomi, to buy the land from Naomi. And he said to him, if you're not going to buy it, let me know. And I'm going to buy it myself. And notice what he says. In verse 4, he says, I will redeem it. This nearer kinsman than Boaz said, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to ligol, to purchase it. Now remember, beloved brothers and sisters, when a person will buy a part of a land that belongs to the family, he will buy it in trust, until the time comes and he will have to hand it over back to the family. Of course, they will have to pay the money, but he will hold it in trust. Why? Because the land belongs to their family and they ought not to be given to someone else. It will be kept for Elimelech and Mahlon, the family, through Naomi. It will be kept until the time will come and they will be able to purchase this back for themselves. Now please turn with me back to Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 23. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, for ye are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the land of your possession ye shall grant a redemption for the land. And if thy brother waxen poor and has sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin, here's where you get the word kinsman, If any of his relatives come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. You see, there is a law that God had given to our people of old that when a man of the family becomes poor and is unable to sustain his land, that a relative, a goel, a kin, a family member will buy it on his behalf. And he will keep that land for a while. And of course, as we read in our previous meeting together, verse 28 tells us that in the year of Jubilee, all the lands going back to their original owners. So no one will ever lose his or her land because that belonged to the tribe and to the family of each from among the people of Israel. So there is that law. And he's saying to him, listen, you are first in line, buy the land from Naomi, and if you are not going to buy the land from Naomi, I'm going to buy it. And the answer was, I will redeem it. Anochi egal, he said to him in the Hebrew language. But now notice, beloved brothers and sisters, what Boaz does. In verse 5, Boaz now present the fact that the Redeemer must also buy Rut HaMoaviah, the Moabitish woman. He says in verse 5, then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitish woman, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. You see, again, there were various laws that had been given to our people of old, the people of Israel, concerning the Redeemer. Number one, he must buy the land. Secondly, he also must purchase the widow.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.